Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Monday or over the weekend, because we'll tell you next on The Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. I guess no one told the weatherman it's spring already. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of snow showers. Overnight low temperatures in the lower 20s. For Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Then on Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 20s. Topping our local news, just before 6 a.m. on Monday, a collision on Ferry Avenue at Trunalone Place resulted in injuries to both drivers involved. They were both given first aid on the scene and then transferred to the hospital for evaluation. City police, who also responded, said one of the cars apparently was going the wrong way on Ferry when that collision occurred. Other details were not immediately available, and Niagara Falls police are investigating the crash. More headlines coming your way, but first, a reminder that our news is brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. From over-the-counter remedies to prescription medicines, you'll find them all at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy. They're both locally owned and operated, and they'll deliver your prescriptions right to your home if you wish. To make that happen, just call them at 260-1918, and they'll do all the work. They're your two local pharmacies operated like the old corner drugstores, with that same old-fashioned service that you don't find anymore in the big corporate drugstores. Don't take my word for it, though. See for yourself. Stop out and see them. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Both locally owned and both locally operated. In other news, on Saturday morning, a man reportedly in his 60s laying in the Niagara Gorge at the Whirlpool State Park and was rescued by State Parks Police, an ambulance crew from AMR, city firemen, and Mercy Flight. Authorities said he was suffering from a severe head injury, and crews went down into the gorge to stabilize him and to provide first aid to the victim. Then Mercy Flight was called and landed on Table Rock to airlift the victim to ECMC. How that fall occurred is being investigated by Parks Police, and a condition on the victim was not immediately available. On Sunday, police investigated a rollover accident at 18th and Pierce, with the driver of that car gone when officers arrived. A witness in the area said she heard the crash and looked out to see the driver hanging upside down in the driver's seat. Then she said he climbed out of the car and walked away. Police located the suspect nearby that matched the description of that driver. He was listed as Andrew Payton of 20th Street, who had first reportedly told officers that he got into a fight with a couple of unknown men in the area that stole his car. But later they said that Payton was the driver, and after he was given field sobriety tests on the scene that he reportedly failed, he ended up being charged with driving while intoxicated. Police said Payton then became uncooperative and refused to be fingerprinted, and authorities then held him for arraignment on the charge. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. You know, Chris has been fixing appliances for over 45 years now, and there's not much he hasn't seen, and there's not much that Chris couldn't fix. But if your appliance is not worth fixing, he'll save you some money and even tell you that. And that's because he's an honest repairman. And he's also very reasonable. His service call is only $35 plus parts and labor. But to get in there, you have to make the phone call, 523-5911. And to make that call, you have to have the number. And since you don't know when you're going to need it, put it in your cell phone. Because when you need Chris Moore, you'll want the number handy. 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Police were called to the Target store over the weekend for a known shoplifter, but when the officers got there, the suspect was gone. Authorities said they then found him a short distance away, and when they went to talk to him and asked him for his name, he gave them a false name. Further investigation by the officers then revealed the man's true identity. He was identified as Christopher LeCue of Pierce Avenue, and police said one of the reasons he probably gave the wrong name was because there was an outstanding warrant for him out of Batavia. LeCue was then charged with false personation for giving the officers the wrong name, and he was released on an appearance ticket here, then turned over to Batavia police to face the charges they had for him there. At 16th and Niagara Street over the weekend, two neighbors in an apartment building got into an argument after one of the neighbors began banging on a lower tenant's door and refused to leave. Authorities said she kept banging on the door until it broke. Then she entered the apartment, and when the two began to fight, and the occupant said he was calling the police, the suspect walked out the back door. Police located her a short time later and charged her with criminal trespass and criminal mischief in the case. She was identified as Delorene Sanders of the Niagara Street Apartments, and she was released on an appearance ticket. Police said she caused about $350 worth of damage to that apartment door. At 61st and the Boulevard, a patrol car plate reader notified officers that a car had just passed them with a suspended registration. After stopping the car, it was determined that Dylan Smith of Haberly Avenue was driving with a suspended registration and with no insurance. She was issued appearance tickets in that case and is scheduled for a later appearance in traffic court. And because the car was not registered, it was towed by police. Volunteers from South Lockport were called out over the weekend to an apartment fire at 6055 Strauss Road. No details on that fire were immediately available, including any reports of damage, injuries, or the cause. In Newfane on Saturday, a propane furnace reportedly exploded on the Coomer Road and blew a hole in the outside wall of the home, but no injuries were reported. Volunteers from the Miller Hose Company responded to that scene. And on Sunday in Niagara Falls, city firemen were called to the Comfort Inn at 1 Prospect Street, where some patrons were reportedly stuck in an elevator there. Firemen made quick work of that rescue and reported their mission accomplished without any injuries. And here's one we're looking into from our tip line. Authorities are telling Niagara Radio that a warning has been issued to fishermen at 8 Mile Creek in Niagara County not to eat the fish there. According to our callers, the EPA has reportedly said there's a heavy concentration of PCBs in the area and that they're working on cleaning it up. Other reports are reportedly stating that eating fish from the area, especially in the vicinity of the Burt Dam, should be limited to one meal a month. Authorities told us small signs are reportedly posted in the area, but they said in most cases they're hard to see. We've reached out to the EPA for more details on the situation, but so far have not received any callback from their agency. And until we do hear more, exercise caution if you think about eating any fish from 18 Mile Creek. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, for details, visit them online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on niagaradio.net on the hour and half hour, or by clicking our local news tab and refreshing your browser by pulling down the top of your screen on your smartphones. Or for your convenience, our news is also posted on Facebook when you enter niagaradio.net in their search bar. I'm Sal Panessa.